half of his blood is from Wis. The mother of Imam Zaman, Nargis Khatun Salamullah Alayha, she was the granddaughter of Caesar of Rome. He has a really long story how Imam Hassan Askari Alayhi Salam married with Nargis Khatun. It's a really long story. But long story short, the mother of Imam Zaman is from West, and that's what we believe, the blood of Imam Zaman is half from West and half from East. Because when he will come, he will save the all over the world. Doesn't matter Islamic countries. I want to just mention a small question, but a really important question. Some people say, why Imam Zaman born 1,171 years ago? That's exactly years after the birth of Imam Zaman. The age of Imam Zaman now is 1,171 years old. The question is why? Why we are not like Sunni people, we said Imam Zaman will born at the end of time. Why is supposed to born 1,100 years ago? What's the necessity of this born? What's the necessity of this long years of life? That kind of life is not regular life. He has to hide himself from others and he is in absence. The answer, if you listen to my dear brother's speech, one of the point is the divine of God, of the divine of Velaya of Allah is manifested in Prophet and Imams. For example, we talk about our Prophet. The Prophet just changed the Arab area. He just tried to change the people in Arab area, in Saudi Arabia. How many years of life of Prophet was spent to guide just the Saudi Arabia? How many years? If we start from the 4 years this Prophet started, 23 years Prophet just tried to guide a small area of the world. And what time Prophet chose as a prophet and his prophecy start? In age of 40. 40 years it was necessary to Prophet Muhammad prepared for this heavy duty. Look at the Imam Zaman. He's going to come, and his responsibility and his duty and his job is to guide all over the world, to change all over the world. It's really heavy duty. It's not a specific area. It's not say, okay, you want to guide or not. إِنَّمَا أَنْتَ مُذَكِّرْ لَسْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ بِمُسَيْطِرْ. It's not like that, okay, you want to believe or not. The Imam Zaman, when will he come, inshallah, he will change the world. That's what we believe. The government of all the world will be under the wilaya of Hujjatullah and Imam Zaman. That's the meaning of Imam Zaman. Hujjatullah, that will be the hujjat and the leader for all over the world. And that's the reason we believe Imam Zaman were born 1,200 years ago. Why? Because he's prepared for this big revolution. It's not, if you listen to the namaz after tashahud, after du'as, and what we read? Alhamdulillah, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah, wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. One mustahab dhikr is to say, wa taqabbal shafa'atahu wa rfa' darajatahu. Oh Allah, put Prophet in a higher position in front of you. Close Prophet more close than before to yourself. That's the meaning, the position of Prophets will improve even in other world. Why we have to say blessing and peace to the Prophet? Some people say, what is the necessity of saying, for example, blessing or peace to the prophet. Why? Another reason is because when we say salawat, is one of the reasons we help prophet and we close prophet to Allah more than before. Imam al-Zaman is the same. When he is here, he pray. In this world, he pray every moment. He try to guide people. He practice. He make him ready for a big revolution. And it's necessary a long period of time to be ready for that big revolution. It's not an easy job. It's not an easy job to change people. That's what we believe. We say when Imam Zaman Jalallah Ta'ala Fajr Sharif, when he will inshallah come, he bring a new religion. He will bring a new book. Some people say, what are you talking about? He will bring a new religion? Wasn't Islam the last religion and the perfect religion? Wasn't Quran the last book? All of the Mufassirin, they said the meaning of this hadith, Imam Zaman will bring a new religion. A new book means he will clean and make pure Quran from all of the mistakes. Some people in explanation of Quran, they bring a lot of the mistake of explanation. He will come some kind of new Quran. Look at the different people, how they translate Quran, how they explain Quran, how they tafsir Quran. One of them is Wahhabiyat. Ayatullah Hakim, hafazahullah, he was one of the great scholar of Karbala. He went to Mecca for doing Amal Hajj during the time of Hajj. Bin Baz, he was in that time, Bin Baz was the great scholar of Wahhabiyyah. He come to the Allama Hakim and said, I want to debate with you. Allama Hakim said, I'm coming for doing Amal Hajj. In the time of Hajj, you don't have to argue. It's haram. Stop it. It's not a good time. In the future, come in a separate time, I will debate with you. He insists, and start his question with this question. Why you Shia? Why you Shia scholar and people, you don't believe in a presence of Quran? What do you mean? For example, when we say in Quran, Yadullah fawqa aydihim, the hand of Allah is higher than other hands, why you do translate it to the power of God, power of Allah? Why you don't translate it to the same physical hand? It's the same hand, but it's not like our hand, but it's hand. Why you change it to the power? You are kafir. That's the reason always they call us kafir and mushrik. Why? Because you don't translate Quran in the real appearance it has. Allah Ma'akim said a really short answer, but very beautiful. Said, okay, you're right. We have to just translate Quran. Everything is an appearance. We don't have to change the appearance. Because the meaning of Yadullah Fawaidim, the real meaning, Hisham, the student of Imam Sadiq, one of the companions of Imam Sadiq, asked him, and we have the real and right explanation of Yadullah Fawaidim from Imam. That's different from explanation of Quran from a ma'soom and pure person, a perfect person like Imam, or getting explanation from a regular person like Bin Baz. He continued, said, okay, you're right, we have to translate every word by word. We don't have to change the appearance. We don't need the tafsir or explanation. If we have to just listen and just we accept the appearance of Quran, it has one conclusion. You will be in hell. Allama Hakim said to Bin Baz, said, if we have to accept the appearance of Quran, we have to believe and we have to accept you are in a hell. In hell. Why? Said, you didn't read Quran? So yeah, I read Quran. Allama Hakim said, you didn't read this ayah? Man kana fi hadhihi ad-dunya a'ma wa huwa fil akhirati a'ma. Because inshallah Allah guide. He passed away, inshallah forgive him. I don't think so, but anyway. He was blind. Bin Baz, the scholar of Wahhabiyat, he was blind.